Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Night Before Easter. This was written by Natasha Wing, and the art is by Kathy Corey, and it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name, kiddo? What do you call yourself? Tell me. I'm really curious. But
Burnt tongue kitty.
Burnt tongue kitty? Oh, is it because you were drinking hot chocolate and you burned your tongue? Oh, tread care. Yeah. Well, tread carefully because hot chocolate can be, in fact, like the name says, quite hot. And usually it's nice to have a warm glass of something yummy the night before something. So I'm glad we're doing that. Are you ready to find out more about the story? Let's do it. 'Twas the night before Easter, just before dawn. Not a creature was stirring out on the lawn. And we do see the creatures, and they are fast asleep. Our baskets were set on the table with care, in hopes that the Easter Bunny soon would be there. And look at their baskets. They're so cute. One has a blue ribbon. One has a pink ribbon. I'm going to guess that there are probably two children here in this house on account of the two baskets. What do you think? Possibly. Okay. Yep. Sister and I were snuggled in our beds while visions of jelly beans danced in our heads. And sure enough, dancing jelly beans in the picture. And they're doing like tap dancing, right? Or maybe ballet moves because one of them has a tutu on. What do you think? I've never seen a dancing.
Two of them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Wait, three.
Oh, goodness.
Four.
Oh, boy.
Four of
tutus. I've just never seen dancing jelly beans before, but I think it's good. Then out in the barn, the hens made such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. When what to my curious eyes should appear but a big fuzzy rabbit with a crook in his ear. Now, when I say crook, I do not mean like a bad guy. I mean a crook like a bend. Like you can see in the picture, his ear is bent. And friends, I will put this... I'll put a picture of him up on my Instagram. So if you're following my Instagram, you can see what we're talking about. He's got a bend in one of his ears. He walked on two legs, which I thought was quite funny. No rabbit could do that, except...
the Easter Bunny!
The Easter Bunny! Oh, boy. He sniffed at a pansy, a tulip, a rose, jumped over a shovel, a rake, and a hose. Oh, that's because he's out in the yard, right? And when you're in the yard, you have things like maybe flowers or garden tools, I would think, right? That makes sense to me. Okay. Then, up to our house in just a few hops, he came bearing chocolates and striped lollipops. Oh, yes, please. As I sat on the stairs, not making a sound, that swift, dapper bunny sprang in with a bound. Oh, woo, new word, alert, alert, alert. Dapper. Do you know what that means? Mm-mm. Would you like me to tell you?
No.
You just want to guess? Try using it in a sentence if you don't know what it means, though. It might not go well. Let me tell you. It means that they are dressed in a stylish, snappy way that looks good. So this little guy here is dressed pretty well, wouldn't you say? Because look, he's got this snazzy-looking vest on and matching pants and this cool-looking bow tie. Like, he looks good. His soft fur was spotless from his head to his toe. His vest was all checkered. his tie in a bow. His eyes, how they sparkled. His whiskers, how merry. His tail was like cotton. His nose, like a berry. Yeah, look at the little cotton ball tail he has. Aw, it's cute. It's so cute. He made not a sound, but went straight to his treasure, filled up our baskets, adding more for good measure. Ooh, even better. This guy's great. Hey, look at what he's given them, little chocolate Easter bunnies. They're not little, they're kind of big. Chocolates and chicks and candies galore spilled from our baskets and onto the floor. Oh no, now all the animals are going, don't mind if I do. There's a little cat and a little mouse and a little chicky helping themselves. And just when I thought that the bunny was done, he picked out some eggs, looking over each one. I have a question. Where did he get the eggs?
From the chickens.
From the chickens? Okay. Okay, fair enough. Probably a good place to get eggs from.
But then he touched the eggs and magically turned them.
Do you think? Is that what happened? It's possible. I think we should do some research into this Easter Bunny guy, because something's up there. Okay. He carefully hid them on couches and chairs, the mantle, the bookshelf, and under the stairs. Wow. Why is he hiding them? I'm just curious. He just is. Oh boy. When our rooster crowed, sounds like this. Very good. He turned with a start. And he wiggled his nose and then went to his cart, and he sprang from the house in a single bound and bounced down the street without making a sound. I read his note as he hopped away. Happy Easter to all, and to all a good day. Oh, what a great story. Now when we wake up in the morning, it will be Easter and we will get baskets and have an amazing day. Does that sound about right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's say it. The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.